Acts 5. A man called Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, agreed to sell the property. But with his wife's connivance, he kept back part of the price and brought the rest and laid it at the feet of the apostles. Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan so filled your heart that you should lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land? Why, you still own the land. Did you not own it? And after you had sold it, was the money not under your control? What put this scheme into your heart? You have been lying not to men, but to God." When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And a great fear came upon everyone present. The younger men got up, wrapped up the body, carried it out, and buried it. After an interval of about 3 hours, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter said to her, "Tell me, did you sell the land for such and such a price?" She answered, "Yes, that was the price." Peter then said, "Why did you and your husband agree to put the Spirit of the Lord to the test? Look, at the door are the feet of those who have buried your husband. They will carry you out too." Instantly, she dropped at his feet and died. When the young men came in, they found she was dead, and they carried her out and buried her next to her husband. And a great fear came upon the whole church and on all who heard these things. By the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people. One in heart, they all used to meet in the portico of Solomon. No one else dared to join them, but the people were loud in their praise, and those who came to believe in the Lord continued to increase, great numbers of both men and women, so that the sick were even taken out into the streets and laid on beds and mats in the hope that at least the shadow of Peter might fall across some of them as he went past. People even came crowding in from the towns round about Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those tormented by unclean spirits, and all of them were cured. Then the high priest intervened, and all those with him, the party of the Sadducees. Filled with zeal, they arrested the apostles and had them put in the public jail. But at night, the angel of the Lord opened the prison gates, led them out, and said, "Go and take up position in the temple, and tell the people all about this life." They did as they were told. They went into the temple at dawn and began to teach. When the high priest and those with him arrived, they called together the council and the whole body of the elders of Israel and sent to the jail for them to be brought. But when the officials arrived, they did not find them in the prison. So they went back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked and the warders on duty at the gates. But when we unlocked the doors, we found no one inside." When the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard this news, they wondered what could be happening. Then someone arrived and announced, "Look, the men you imprisoned are in the temple, standing and teaching the people." The captain went with his men and fetched them, though not by force, for they were afraid that the people might stone them. When they had brought them before the council, the high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you a strong warning not to teach in this name. And see, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you want to bring this man's death down on us." In reply, Peter and the apostles said, "Obedience to God comes before obedience to human beings. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you executed by hanging on a tree. God exalted him to his right hand as leader and savior, to give to Israel repentance for the forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses to these things, we and the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." This so infuriated the council that they wanted to put them to death. However, a member of the council, a Pharisee called Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, respected by the whole people, stood up and asked to have the men taken outside for a time. Then he said to them, "Men of Israel, be careful what you mean to do with these people. Some time ago, there arose Thaddeus, claiming to be somebody, and he was joined by about 400 men. But when he was killed, all his followers scattered, and it came to nothing. After him arose Judas the Galilean, at the time of the census, who got the people to follow him. But he was killed too, and all his followers dispersed. So in the present case, suggest that you leave these men alone and let them go. If this plan, this movement of theirs, is of human origin, it will break up. But if it does, in fact, come from God, you will be unable to break them up. Do not find yourselves even fighting against God." They were persuaded by him, and they called in the apostles, had them flogged, forbade them to speak in the name of Jesus, and released them. And so they left the presence of the council, rejoicing to have been found worthy of suffering humiliation for the sake of the name. Every day in the temple and at home, they went on ceaselessly teaching and proclaiming the good news of Jesus as the Messiah.